We're holding here by the last perek, by page 118. Tfilah b'tzibur, tfilas hatzibur, vav. Shleisha yisaydis iyunin tfilas hatzibur. We are, it's on page 118.
Yeah.
There are three yisaydis, in other words, some depth in what tfilah b'tzibur is. One, yesh b'mishum kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. In other words, the act of many people davening is a confirmation about belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shaykhs HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Two, he miskabelas yosim tefillas hayachid. It's miskabel a lot more than tefillas yachid. Yeshba mishum hadras melech, and it's covered for, the tzu is a covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first and third one are really part of a bigger picture. Anytime something is done b'tzibur, b'fahesia, b'ribui, it adds a certain dimension of public proclamation HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just in general, I just make a point. The difference between any yachid that does something, it's always a fluke. In other words, if you have, let's say, a town has a big Talmud Chacham sitting and learning in a corner someplace, in a sedge, it's nice, it's wonderful, it's great, but it's not real, it's not really part of the Metzias. It's, yeah, this guy has really got a special thing. When you have a tzibur of people doing it, for instance, today when you have a lot of people sitting and learning, so sitting and learning, it's a mahalach hachayim. It's something, it changes something from being out of this world, not part of this world, some part of this world. The Kiddush Hashem Nadas Melech means that we make it something that's part of the Metzias. And therefore, when a lot of people daven, and it's one of the things, I guess one of the transitions that you make in yeshivas traditionally, they were, well, I shouldn't say traditionally, that's not the right word for it, but there are yeshivas that have been sort of a little bit loose, lax about the tefillah b'tzibur of Talmidim. Now yeshiva follows that glorious tradition. I guess the sense was, since it's a tzibur that's sitting and learning, it expresses itself in the sitting and learning, expresses the ruchis of the tzibur, which is true. You know, it's not a reason to be, but that's the reasoning why it happens. When you move to a community, the question is not should you daven b'tzibur. The question is, what kind of community are you building that doesn't have a minyan? It's something about the proclamation, declaration of the tzibur as a tzibur, and that's something that is important to remember. Kiddush Hashem Ketz. He goes through it. Shon Chom and Erefat Teva Parz Masara Gemara Mchir Bav Nikdash Shem Yisrael. Called up to be Kedusha Le Parz Masara. Kachnik Valacha V'Ketzit Fil Sibur Yochim Spal B'Kol Ram B'Kol Shemim V'Eisik Le Parz Masara V'Chulu B'Chol Dav Shem Kedusha Lo Yel B'Teich Edom Yisrael. In other words, anything that we're being Mekadei Shem Hashem has to be with Asara. Just to give you a sort of rule of the thumb, why? The word Kadosh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is above and beyond the world over here. Whenever any prat associates himself with something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Ruach HaKadosh, it's still part of this world. When 10 people get together, that creates a metzias, it creates an entity that's above this world. In other words, Kedusha is the sum total of 10, and b'meila, it's something which is beyond this world. So when we're done with 10 people, so certainly the Dovah Shebe Kedusha, and also the other things, they are certain proclamations, they're able to generate Kedusha in a way that other things are not. Miskabelos Yoyse Ketzad. How is it miskabel? Godel Mashem et Fils Tzibu Yoyse Mashem et Shadvam Shebe Kedusha. Shekein Reb Nassan Oymim Nain Shekin Shbrochum Mois Fils and Shal Rabin. Kedush Baruch Hu listens to Tfil B'Tzibu Shem and King Kabel Lo Yimas. And the Ram brings it to Lalocha that Tfilas Tzibur is Nishma Tomid, and Vafilo Yibayim Choytin. So it says Tfilas Tzibur is always accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam says Vafilo Hoya Behen Choytin. So if a person is a Balavera, and he's mitzarev himself to tefillah of a tzibur, it is something that gives him, it's his tefillah is accepted despite the fact that he's personally Baal Aveira. So now he's trying, Vador Sofbi, we try to explain it. So now he says like this, Vadova ubechlal oila shaila. Why is it like that? That even if there's choitim in the tzibur, then we're it's a, why is it? He says uklaloi maspik lahasbin. He says I don't think it's enough to say because we have 10 people, they're mechazik each other, and everyone is affected by everyone else, and so on. He says it's a hezbezeh shitchim umidai legaber noishav esedvarav. It's a little bit too weak to really carry through this inyan of being mekabel by his tefillah. He says it's true. He says ulai chelik mi gular esedfu. It might be one of the attributes of tefillah b'tzibur, and it might be one reason. But what is the mahus? He says. Because according to this explanation, and he says a very insightful point. He says the explanation that when I daven with a tzibur, I'm positively affected by the avails. According to this, tefillah b'tzibur means I'm davening. Except when is my davening good? If I have 9 guys behind me yelling and screaming and shouting, it already kavana. But it's not tefillah of a tzibur. It's a tefillah within the concept of tzibur. It's like learning a base medrash that everybody else is active, talking and yelling and agitating and so on and so forth. It's not. So he's trying to get to a point where something in tefillah of a tzibur is a specific nekuda. So let's take a look at the middle paragraph. So he brings a zoya. Tzlusa de sagian, a tefillah of many. Sagian means a tzibur, many. Ksole kame kutchabrichu comes up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, umisate bo tzlusa, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu crowns himself with that davening. Begin the salka begavnin sagian, because it rises with many different shades and colors, viskalilas mikama citrin, and its kolol with many tzdodim, will begin this kalilas mikama gvanin, and because it has many different shades and colors, isavidas atora, there's a crown, umancha reish tzadik elomim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal is crowned with that crown. Utzlusa de yachid, the tefillah of a yachid, lav I klila. It doesn't. It's not inclusive. The lav I uel begavin chad. It comes with one shade, one color. Valda tzlusa de yachid lav I mistakno liskabal zuzeskin. That's why tefillah yachid doesn't carry the abilities that tefillah b'tzibur. So he says an incredible point, and it's something that you need to have a little bit of a neshama to feel it. Every single person who davens really well, who davens with feeling and some feeling, some thought, expresses his self. And no two people are the same. No two people are the same, have the same shade of feeling, the same sense of things. And when you have all of these different shades of feeling coming together, that creates a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A crown, in other words, in general, when we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad, and we're many, the only way in which we, let's give a mashal from physical world. The sunlight comes down to us as being white. It consists of many colors. You can break them in a prism and you get red and green and blue. Indigo, whatever, all of those colors, each color came from the sun, but it's not the sun, and it's not sunlight. If you combine all the shades, the color that you get is the white of the sunlight. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, but there's nothing in the world within itself that reflects anything that is in any way the same. Because we can't. Every single one of us is somewhat different in our feelings, in the way we understand things. When you have a group of people, you combine it and you get something above it, and you get a chius. You get a oyer that is that could be a Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's suitable for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It believes the realm of the prat, and it's one of the reasons why. Let's take another example in Torah. When you have a Bezdin or a Sanhedrin, which includes in itself all a large group of different approaches, understandings, opinions, you get something that is close to being the emes, because every single person's own havana and tefisa is certainly not the emes, because by definition, there's no one person that can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person is a person. If I debate things with a group of people, the consensus that comes out is much, much closer to the emes, or the capital Aleph, or the capital E, however you want to spell it, than is the any one particular person. Then is next paragraph. Tfilas harabim a mishubatzim ba kol minei margolish haregesh ubina me oitzer anafshesh kol yokfishu. A tfilah of a rabim has woven into it all sorts of gems of feelings and understanding from every yochid's personal inner treasure. It brings about a fire. It brings about like a bolt of lightning from the of seichel and fire. This person has worries, and one person offers a very rational sense of things. And this person offers a very fiery sense of things. This person offers a tremendous sigh. And this person offers calm bitachon. This person worries. This person has pure simcha. And so on. He goes through every single person what he could offer. Let's go through. He's going through like in a rabbin. Every single person. V'kol, next page. V'kol ha'erka mekorma elu mishtam v'sivu. Each and every one of these mirrors. There's something to be said about somebody who. There is a value to someone who is standing brokenhearted, and there's a value to someone that's standing with tremendous bitachon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a value to the person whose primary sense that he interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seichel, and there's someone whose primary interaction with Baruch Hu is lev. And when you have a tefillah coming out of all of these things, they all pour into a common tefillah. That's a crown. Just like a crown, he said, is made of a valuable material, you know, gold usually, whatever. And you have settings of all sorts of stones, different shapes, different shades. But a tefillah of a yochid can't be a crown. One diamond is not a crown. No matter how beautiful the diamond is, no one wears a diamond. Or one color. It requires an integration of many, many different colors, shades, and brilliance. Ukimeduma Shoisa Hezbing Singh Shina, he thinks that the same Hezba, even though it's styled differently, worded differently, he says, I would like to see it in Yura Levi's words. He says, Umipneze Kovulon Shesfala Yokpil Sibu. The reason that they gave us that the reason why they asked us Dam Bit Sibu, Vishatiya Tvelsa Bit Sibu Chukhalai Pachas Masara. Each one should fill in what the other one's missing, bishkaga bepshia, either because inadvertently left out or bemazed, vistadem akol tefillah shleim kvanazaka. And together the tefillah becomes a perfect tefillah. Now, v'toch la'brocha la'koil v'yagia l'kolech me'chidim chalkim v'meno. So the tefillah becomes one, and everyone has it gets from that bracha. Now, the what he's saying here is not quite the feeling he had before, but the point was no one person's tefillah is shleimus in itself. And when you're able to take the parts and pieces of all the different tefillahs, and everyone is filling in, this person's Kabbalah Zomar Shemayim Krishma is in this person's Bakkoshan Tachnunim Natachoinen, in this person's sense of Va'avu Rava, putting it together brings a real tefillah. So he says, and then he adds over here, so he's exclaiming, Tefillah Tzatziba is a tefillah called Echod, Shekola, everyone's mashlim, and then let's skip down to v'yichlol be'oisa bracha gam mishena royal mechidim. It can include, the Kuzari says, even people that are not worthy. Ki gam oisa mechidim she'enam ruyim. Because even the people in a minyan who are not worthy, gam achoitim v'yisim v'shal, even the people of Balei Aveira, gam heim tormim mechalim v'yisibo, they also add something. Gam heim mashlim v'shatuz chalak acherim. They're also mashlim v'chalak acherim. Nefesh achoitei habo gam hi l'shpech siach me'avir shabashamayim shemuchekes v'chonoi. Esh l'fal mashayim v'acherim. Sometimes a person who's very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one else can add. And the person who pours in, a person who feels distant, sometimes has deeper feelings of tshuka than the person who's there. So a chayte also adds something to klal. Sometimes you see it was more common in the old door, not so today, but. There was a Slonim Chassid told me. I'm very close. They were neighbors of mine. He was son of the Rebbe and the Chavrusis. They're very close. They told me that there was somebody, a Slonim Chassid, who had gone off the Derech, became Fry, and he became. He was a big person in the kibbutz movement, and not religious certainly, but he said every Friday night he would come to Slonim Beis Medrash. He would stand outside and listen through the windows to Kabbalah Shabbos. So when you see that, there's an akud of tshuka there that you could never be megala by a person where everything's okay and good and fine. He says, so Chayta also brings something. Leiv karua murtach, a torn and broken heart. Rikshay snoicham, tremendous feelings of regret, yisur lebatim, tremendous agony and angst of somebody being torn apart, sa'aka pnimis min ameitza, a very deep cry from a narrow place, v'cholze mitztarif yofel cholch acherim v'machasha. It really adds to what the others are davening and enriches it. Omnam, he says, tefillah sachoyte kishalatzma, but the tefillah of a person who's a sinner, k'tua ritzutzi, it's chopped into pieces. Much of it's missing. Whatever is that point of beauty and enlightenment that's in his tefillah, add something to the tefillah of a group that he's part of it. Another gem in the crown. Another important color and another important point. Another brush with the paintbrush that is mashed in the picture. It's so only when we mitzarev the chayte does it become what it needs to be. Tefillah achashleima, one whole tefillah. A Torah kulam kol gvanim, a crown that has all the different shades and shapes in it. Kesa kol bahadra jit and tzibur yisrael l'malchus ha'olam. A complete crown that is a there's a beautiful bracha, incredible bracha that we make. know, when you see a tree in Nissen, you make shalichisar kol ba'olamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not miss out anything in the world. In other words, any piece that needs to be part of a bigger piece is there. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something that is a that has a shlemus in it. And shlemus has every part of it. Lefikach, mashved losa tivos sholem oisa yechoyle betzam lasas gan filosa shal yochid gadol shabigdoylem shatzmi kul kashen gan. I want to add a point, go off a step from here, but it's, I guess it's an issue that this is the right place to address it. The one when I was growing up, a tzibur, a school, was whoever fell into it. The category for being included in a school in a yeshiva was registering, basically, or anybody lived in the area. Basically, shuls were anyone who hadn't gotten the fight with the people in the shul, davna shul, and that was it. That had a lot of chesronos, and today we've become more and more focused on very, 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 very specific groups. In Eretz Yisrael, there are chadarim that will not take in a child whose father, Rachmana Litzlan, is working for a living. You know, there has to be some boundaries to what you can get away with, and you know, somebody who's nichshon on such a terrible thing won't be included. Yehuda, your father wrote that book. I don't think you ever, I don't think they would be mitzarev to minyan. The same thing was true in other areas also. When I was a bacher in the mir, there were some very chashach sidur bacherim that lived in yeshiva, and we would go keja to tishna, whatever it was, and was seen as being normal. Today, every chassidus has its own. From nursery, or I would say from bris until kvura and yahrzeit, it's got to be within the system. So slonimers and belzers, everyone will only, you know, they will start with their mail, and the kid stays in that little circle. So it's seen as a mailer, because he, whatever is the right derech, he's all the way there. But it's the problem is it's a perversion to be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be able to appreciate all the milas, like he says over here. You need to appreciate someone who's having a rough time. And it's also in yeshiva. Sometimes you have people in yeshiva that just their temper nature is they can't do all that much. And they really honestly can learn an hour or two and whatever it is, whatever problem. You know, so yes, it creates a riff in a tzibur. That's an issue. On the other hand, a person needs to grow up being aware that there are other people, that they have a sense of wanting to do good. How do they express it? It becomes increasingly difficult to have a klal, and b'meila, there's also a lack of the hearing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. That's a very, very tough, it's not an easy image to have in mind. But that it's not easy doesn't make it wrong, it makes it right, actually. And it's hard. Sometimes you don't want a kid to be swayed by other influences, that I understand, and it's right. But on the other hand, to pickle someone into a very, very good matzav is losing that. And to understand what the good is the other person, what needs a tikkun, and what's the good in me, and what needs a tikkun in me, and what's the good in the third person, and what needs a tikkun. That's really a big, big picture. And that's the difference between a big person and a small person. So the smaller you are, the less you include yourself. The bigger you are, the more you can include. It doesn't mean, I don't mean to say that a shul should look like a salad, but there has to be some sort of archava. And in tefillah, the fact that you incorporate different people with different feelings, different needs, different understandings is very, very significant.
You understand Hashem better for seeing different types of people?
I believe yes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not my Yetzer Tov, and it's not your Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Tov. It's the common denominator of my Yetzer Tov, your Yetzer Tov, his Yetzer Tov, and everyone else's Yetzer Tov. So I certainly need, it's just like scientifically, in science, the more the more different cases, different types of cases you can study, the better chance that you're seeing a general principle rather than a specific principle. If somebody will study how apples fall, then he doesn't study gravity. He's also including the shape of the apples and the strength with which it's held onto the tree and their particular aerodynamic shapes and so on. When you study apples and rocks and people and feathers and everything else, you can hear it. Let's just finish up. So he says, Tfilos Hatzibah is always heard because it's Zaka and so on. Then he says, Hadras Melech Ketzer. How is it a Hadras Melech? Yishtad Lodon Svalv Yisakles Matzibah Mishuvayram Hadras Melech. Because besides the fact that everyone will have a better tefillah, Lemaisa together they create an entity that is so much nobler, so much bigger. He brings here a whole list of inyanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Shechin is always intent. And he says, he brings the Chazal over here that Minayin La'asosh Hasbal Shechin is Imohem. And the Maral says, "Vatam if they shemispazeh hu sholeh, shemayuchase hoisel yashlama, ve'ein toisefes hashlamas amispazeh, shekol mispa le'al rakadasora," and so on. He says, "There's a certain shleimus in ten. Ten is a number that you need to get to ten. After ten, it's just a repeat of what you had before." V'mil macheres hamispa sora mispa yisoyda gadol b'yosef. Ten is the most fundamental number. And that's why a group starts with that. To create a tzibur, the number 10, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that tev in the Bria, that it's true, maybe we count to 10 because we have 10 fingers, but that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10 fingers for that reason. 10 is the number HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to represent a shleimus together. And that's why it's shat say shchina shri b'neim. I want to add a knetch to this maral. Like we said before, the Shechina is that which comes from something, but is not any one of those elements. The Beis Hamikdash, there's a Shechina Beis Hamikdash. It's not the gold, it's not the silver, it's not this, not that. It's when you have the kli, you have something else. Best rise, like a neshama and a guf. If we're missing an important part of the guf, there's no neshama. If we're missing heart, lungs, kidneys, liver, there's no neshama. But when you have a guf, the neshama supersedes. It's something above it. When I have eight entities, I have eight entities. When I have ten, I have a rabbin. I have the unit of tens, which supersedes any one prat. That's what I have here. Let's finish up. It's very important to understand it in order. What we create when we mashtam a minyan is a tzibur, a divine tzibur. He creates a kli for shashchina, palter malcha oilam. The Meraglim were faulted not only because each one said Lashon Hara, but the Eidah Ruah Zeus. You've created a tzibur that does bad. That's terrible. Kach Scharim Shasar Mi Yisrael Miskansim Rav Shevektusha Lo Rak Al Etzim Aysa Tov Shemoysim Al Gam Aseysim Eidah Toiva. When we cut together 10 and Davim, not only do we have the schar for our personal davening, but the schar for the tzibur. We've created a tzibur of people that are Meshveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eidah Shas HaShchina Adaskei. Okay.